Right, this weekend, Huddersfield Town looking to continue their winning form following Wednesday's 3-0 victory over Norwich. What about the opposition this weekend? It's Nottingham Forest, the game's at the City Ground, and let's find out some more about the opposition. We're joined by Baz Cooper from the Nottingham Post. Baz, welcome.
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. I'll be better for 3 points tomorrow afternoon, let me tell you. And we can just sort of start to ease the relegation worries away, if you like.
Yeah, Nottingham Forest, I mean, from the outside, we all know of fan discontent maybe with the ownership and things. And they're a side who are always... They're always, you might see them down at the wrong end of the table, but I don't expect them to be a team that, with six games to go, are actually so close to that drop zone.
Yeah, I think from the outside looking in, Andy, I think that's a fair assumption. But for those supporters that have followed Forest in recent years, they would say, well, this has been a long time coming. You know, progressively over the last 4 or 5 years, Forest league position has got much worse. They've started to drop. The quality of players maybe that have been brought in have not been of the required standard. And with the changes that have happened at Forest this year, you know, they started out with Philippe Montagnier on the very first day of pre-season back in July. Philippe, a lovely, lovely fella, but had got no experience of English football. You know, he was coming into a club that was chaotic, to be quite honest, and he really struggled with his formation, with his consistency in team selection. But the quality of players that were brought in weren't really up to standards. You know, the likes of Nicolau Dumitru, Pajtim Kastami, Damian Perquidi, they just weren't at the Championship standard. Apostolos Felios is probably the one player that Forest brought in from Olympiacos who is a good quality. But they just never got the consistency, and the results back that up. Obviously, Montagnier was sacked in January after the 0-0 draw at Birmingham, and then lots more speculation about takeovers and huge, huge protests because the fans are sick to death of the owner of Fawad Al-Hassawi. Then there was Gary Brazil from the academy. He took the job with Jack Lester, giving it to the end of the season initially, and then because results really didn't pick up and the defeat at Burton was a bitter blow for Forest in their quest for survival. Mark Warburton was brought in along with Frank McParland just before him as director of football. So it's one of those things. There's been so much change at the City Ground once again. It's so difficult for the club to have any kind of stability when the manager was changing, the players are changing. They've got a lot of very, very good young players that have come through this season. You know, Matty Cash, Joe Warrell, Jordan Smith. The obvious name that everybody's hearing is Ben Brereton. So it's just been a really difficult season. And with six games to go, four of them are at home. That is the one saving grace because their away form, just two wins all year, and they both came back-to-back in November. The home form is going to be vital if they're going to stay up, and it starts tomorrow against Huddersfield.
What about Mark Warburton? What's changed since he came in midway through last month?
I think he's given the club a degree of stability in the sense of the playing squad know that he, for all intents and purposes, will be the manager at Forest next season and through the summer, which is a big, big thing. So that's calmed everybody down in that sense. He's introduced a much more patient style of football. He's had three games so far, and the first 30 minutes against Derby before the international break were fantastic. And those people, those Huddersfield fans and football fans in general that have seen Mark Warburton's Brentford over the years will know exactly what I'm talking about when I say it was a Brentford style. It was possession football. It was very, they played forward, it was high tempo. They lost their way a bit and ended up falling behind until they rescued it. At Deepdale, they were superb for long parts against Preston last Saturday, and when they went 1-0 up through British on Belonga. Ben Brereton nearly scored quite possibly would have been one of the solo goals of the season. If Forest go 2-0 up there, they win the game quite comfortably, I think. And a point, it was looked on as a good result, but they probably could have got more. At Preston, at Wolves, they were okay in parts, but they weren't clinical enough in either box, and that's how they lost that. But Warburton he's made them much more organised than they have been. They looked fitter, and Gary Brazil and Jack Lester did start that. They were dreadfully unfit. However, I never quite understand how players can be dreadfully unfit, professional players. But you speak to the Forest players, the training intensity under Montagnier was not as it should have been. So they've been working on that since Gary Brazil took over and Mark Warburton more so. So there's lots lots of talk of long-term plans from the players and from Warburton. The worry I have is that they haven't got a long-term plan at the minute. It's all about six games, six cup finals is the cliche, I know, and they really have to get points. But if they can stay up with the quality of young players that they've got, if they can shift out four, five, six players that just clearly aren't up to standard in the Championship and get to the summer with their Championship status intact, there's a real hope that with the likes of Smith, Worrell, Cash, Osborne, Brereton next season, Toby Edwards are coming through, mixed in with some of the older pros, the Chris Cowans, the Britt Asambolongas. There's a real hope next year that Forest could have a better season, but it's just about survival. And you know, the danger, as I said to you earlier on, Andy, the danger is that Forest have got Blackburn at the City Ground on Good Friday, and everybody's looking towards that game as the pivotal survival crunch six-pointer. Huddersfield is not going to be easy tomorrow, and obviously they need the points to ensure they finish third in the playoffs and get their home tie in the semi-final. So it's shaping up to be quite a game tomorrow.
Last time the two sides met, Baz, I remember the game very well. Huddersfield won 2-1 in the end. Gilberto Pereira scored for Forest. He actually really impressed me, and I was stunned when on about the 60th minute he was subbed off, because he was about the only bright spark for Forest. You've got Nicholas Bentner up front, who early on just had a look on him that, I don't fancy chasing these defenders down for the ball. It just looked very disjointed from Forest, and in the end, I mean, the two goals for Huddersfield both went down as own goals, and there was also a sending off for Michael Mancien. I mean, what do you remember of that game, and then what's your thoughts from Forest's perspective of Huddersfield since?
I remember it very well, to be honest, Andy, because I actually had flu on Boxing Day, so I felt terrible as it was without having to watch Forest get beat at Huddersfield, but yeah, it was a strange game because Forrest, as you say, went 1-0 up and they played. It was a really well-taken goal from Pereira, but he won't be involved tomorrow, I don't believe. So, and he's been a strange case. He's only 20 and he's on loan from Benfica. He's a bit of an enigma. At the start of the season, Montagne insisted on playing him right back, and to be quite honest, he's no more of a right back than you or I. But going forward, he's a talented player. He sometimes runs into a cul-de-sac, but you kind of have to allow him that, because eventually he'll do something brilliant. And that was borne out at the John Smith Stadium on Boxing Day. But I was impressed with Huddersfield to a degree on that game, because their ball retention was superb, and they didn't keep the ball for keeping its sake. They were probing. They looked to try and create opportunities, and they had Forest all over the place at times, and it was unfortunate in the end that Michael Mancien scored an own goal. He got himself sent off in the 90th minute for punching the ball away in frustration when he thought he should have had a throw-in, which incidentally he should have done, but that's by the by, you can't react like that. But you know, what David Wagner's done is he's done a superb job. And funny enough, I was speaking to a former Forest player, David Prutton, this morning, and we were talking about, he sees a lot of Championship football through Sky Sports, and he was saying that he thought that Huddersfield had worked really well because Wagner came in at the back end of the season and was able to kind of, there was almost no pressure on him. He was able to assess things, look at the way Huddersfield played, look at the squad, assess what he wanted to do going forward, and he had a full pre-season, and I think that really has been a benefit. And and similar with Forest, that if Forest can stay up, Mark Warburton would have had 8, 9, 10 games to judge his Forest squad and look to see what he needs to do in the summer. And I think it's a mark of where the job David Wagner's done in West Yorkshire, where you think that where they've come from and the way they've been up there all the season. And Huddersfield have been one of those sides that everybody from day one wrote them off, and everybody said they won't last, they can't sustain a promotion campaign. And although their automatic promotion campaign is tailed off probably with those defeats at Bristol City and at home to Burton Albion, the fact of the matter, if they can finish third, that would represent, with their budget as well, a quite fantastic season. And you wouldn't, with the ability they've got, with the likes of Naki Wells, with Jonathan Hogg, with Moy, they've got a very, very good side, and you wouldn't bet against them when it comes to the end of season playoffs. And I think we talked about it in the press conference at Forest yesterday. You know, Mark Warburton was asked if Huddersfield are almost like a yardstick for what Forest could be next season, in the sense where they struggled a bit last year. They didn't have a great season, but they pushed on in the summer, and their manager has got that philosophy. I think Warburton and Wagner have got similar philosophies. They like They like press, they like tempo, they play, they like to pass where possible, and they like to almost suffocate teams and confuse them with their shape and with their, the quality of their football. So there are similarities, and I just think it's set up to be a really good game. It's a shame in some ways that Forest are in the position they are, that there's a bit less riding on it for Forest tomorrow, because in the sense it could take the pressure off if there wasn't, but it should be a really, really good game tomorrow.
Finally, Baz, I know this is maybe a difficult question because, you know, recently appointed manager and so on, but if you were to look at that Forest side and say there's a key player that you can already see in this new system is the one that Huddersfield might be needing to shut down, who would you say that is?
Without a shadow of a doubt, it's David Vaughan. Vaughan is pivotal to the way Forest plays, pivotal to their system. He picks the ball up. He's in his 30s. He's been around forever. Everybody knows what Vaughan's quality is. He picks the ball up off the goalkeeper, off his defenders, and he will look to move through the thirds and spread play and get Forest moving it going forward. And he and Chris Cohen are key to the way Forest play, but specifically Vaughan. Vaughan will win the ball. He'll track back to his own box. He'll win tackles. But if Huddersfield can mark Vaughan out of the game, they'll go a long way to stopping Forest play. The benefit Forest have got is they've had Chris Cohen in there, who, you know, you can't take two players out of the game. It's much easier to take one out. So they'll have to concentrate on Cohen as well. And Cohen is a horrible player to play against, because he's niggly. He will get stuck in. He never gives you a second. But Vaughan is Forest's key player. And if Huddersfield can stop Vaughan playing, they've got a real chance of stopping Forest. And the issue, we were talking about Warburton before, and his time at Rangers, and one of the criticisms levelled at Warburton before was that he only has a plan A. He doesn't have a plan B. His version of plan B is to do plan A much, much better. And that'll be a real test. And in the three previous games, the teams at Forest have played, they've tried to stop Vaughan playing, and when they have, for periods in the game, that has stopped Forest. Tempo and ability to get the ball and bring players like Ben Osborne and Ben Brereton, British Ombolonga into the game. So Vaughan would be the one pivotal key tomorrow, I would think.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game for both sides for very different reasons. Forest hosting Huddersfield at the City Ground. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff. It's been great to get you on for the Forest perspective. Baz Cooper from the Nottingham Post. Thank you for joining us, sir.
My pleasure, and I would say good luck tomorrow, but not good luck tomorrow, good luck for the rest of the season after 5 o'clock tomorrow.